Boker Or, Rabotai. There's a big question in the halakha. Is it permissible on Pesach to take matzah, obviously matzah that was baked, and to soak it into water? For example, to take the matzah and to put it in a soup, or to put it in a dip of some sort, where the liquid is going to go into the matzah. Or put, let's say, sauce on the matzah, which is a liquidy item. Is it permissible to do such a thing? What would be the question? Let's ask a simple question. Is it permissible to take bread and soak it in soup? Of course. So the chaura, what should be the problem? To take matzah and soak it into a liquid. The issue over here is, are we concerned that maybe the matzah was not fully baked, or maybe there's some flour that's still in the matzah that wasn't baked? And therefore, if there's flour that wasn't baked, so when you're going to soak it in the water, the water is going to come in contact with that flour and become hametz. Do we have to suspect to such a chashash? Shulchan Aruch deals with this question explicitly. And he writes in Siman, Tafsamich Gimal, Seif Gimal, Mutar Lebashel Bapesach Matzah Afuya. Straight, Maran is Matir. It's Mutar to cook Matzah Afuya. However, comes a rabbi called Sha'ari Teshuvah, and he says, Yesh Anshe Ma'aseh Shemahmirim Al Atzmam. ואין אוכלים שום מצה שרויה או מבושלת במים שחוששים שמן נשאר בה מעט קמח שלא נילוש ויתחמס עכשיו על ידי השרייה או הבישול. אז משנה ברורה brings it down as well, and this is brought down by Rabbi Zalman as well as the Mahasit Hashekel. However, Rabotai, the minhag of the Sephardim is not to be concerned about this. The Ashkenazim, they call it Gebruchs. The Sephardim are not careful on this. And therefore, it's permissible to take our matzah, especially that the matzah that we eat today is very thin matzot. The Shulchan Aruch was talking even in the thick matzot, where there's a bigger suspicion that maybe there's some more flour that didn't bake correct. But in these matzot that we have today that are crackers, for sure there's no hashash to be concerned. However, Hakam ben Sion alav shalom in Or LeZion, in Chelek, I guess this is Chelek Gimal, in Perek Yud Aleph, Ot Yud Gimal, as a Hiddush. He says that when it comes to the machine-made matzot, Sfaradim eat machine-made matzot. It's mutar. As long as it has a good kashrut, there's no problem to eat machine-made matzot. I'm not talking about for the Seder. For the Seder, there's a big question if you can use machine-made matzot or not. That's for another time. I'm talking about during Pesach. As long as it has a good hechsher, you can eat machine-made matzot. Today they have even shemura that's machine-made. It's no problem. The issue is, Acham Ben Sion says, that in the factories, which I never saw it myself, but where the machines knead the dough, there's a lot of flour in the air. Seems the machines are kneading in a very, very strong way, and it causes like a cloud of dust. He says, anybody that stands there, they come out white because it's all flour. So what's the problem? Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Taf Nun Tet Se'iv Vav, in the name of the Terumat Edition, Shela Achar She'asa Isa En Lehosif Ba Kemach. After you finish making the dough, you shouldn't add flour on top. Once the dough is made, no more flour. Why? Because they're concerned she'oto kemach lo yitkabel yafeh. Once you made the gibur, once you made the dough, and now you add more flour, they're worried that that flour is not going to get mixed up properly, and therefore when you bake it, it's not going to get baked correctly, and the possibility can become hametz. So Chacham Ben Sion is concerned in the machine-made matzot, that after the gibul is done, since there's some clouds of kemah in the air, it might land on the dough after the gibul is done. and then you're going to bake it. Now, even though Rabotai, he just told us these are thin matzot. Let's say there's some flour. What's going to happen when you put it in the oven? It's going to get roasted in a second. And he says that ba'af pishin it ba'er she matzot shelanu shem dakot meod lo hayshin an hashash lebat adeshin mekol makom yesh kan hashash me'abak kemach sheyipol la'itzah la'hashit gabla yafa. You're worried that after the gibul, some flour is going to fall. Ve'af shegam ze katav that watch al yedishin otan matzah betanur nikla oto kemach. It's going to get roasted. What's the problem? The kemach ze'en o machmitz. Mekol makom yesh ladun. ועל כן, אף שמן הדין אין לאוסרו, להשרותו, מכל מקום ראוי להחמיר בזה. ובפרט שלא להשרותם במים חמים, ובפרט בני תורה. So he says, if you're a ben Torah, that you have to judge, I cannot tell you what you are. He says, טוב להחמיר on machine made matzah, not to soak it in hot water. Unless he says, a person needs to, he doesn't have teeth lo alenu, or is zaken, or something like that, then he can be lenient. So, he says, and if you did soak it in water, then you should try to eat it within a minute. So at least it will not become hametz. So let's review the halakha. Lema'aseh, on regular handmade matzot, mutar for sfaradim, to soak them in the water, and there's no hashash whatsoever. Especially we're talking about the thin matzot, sfaradim anoheg le'akel. However, when it comes to machine-made matzot, it's a humrah. Menadin mutar even my machine made matzot. What are you worried about? You're worried about the flour that might went on the dough after it was made. That flour will be baked in the oven. But still, hakam is choshesh, the chumrah for a ben Torah. And his ruling is like this. Menhag, ben esfarad, pashut. Shelo lehimana ma'achilat matzah shura bepesah. Ve'en ze'en aminat hasidut lehimana. If somebody wants to be a hasid, okay, tamala beracha. Ve'ulam. במצות מכונה יש יותר מקום להחמיר. It's also a חומרה, but there's more room to be מחמיר by the מכונה, ולמנע מלהשרות אותם. וביותר, שלא להשרותם במים חמין. Because מים חמין can cause it to become חמץ, hot water, quickly. ואם משרה אותם, ידרת, ראוי להשתדל לאוכלן תוך מספר דקות. So a person who tried to eat the machine made matzah תוך מספר דקות. It should be pointed out that Hakam Avadya Alav Shalom in Hazor Avadya does not make a difference between handmade matzah and machine made matzah. According to the Hakam, it sounds like in all cases for Sfaradim, it'll be permissible. So you should know it's a Chumrah. But Hakam Mitzvah, we know, is Hasidah Kadisha, and therefore the Ma'aseh, although it's Mutar Menadin, HaMahmir by machine made matzah, Shelo Lahashroto, Tabo Alav Beracha.